This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Friday, March 29th. While the hog market braces for possible massive exports to China in Thursday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
We're sitting here a limit down ahead of the USDA hog and pig report, but it's possible we're going to see massive pork exports ahead. The key issue is the demand from China. If they end up with 15 to 30% decline in production in China, and they decide they're going to import 10% of what they're used to offset those losses, and the U.S. gets 25% of that business, keep in mind that comes out at 257 million pounds per month. Right now, China imports 20 to 50 million pounds a month, so you're talking about a huge increase.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday, down 5 at 463 3/4. May corn was up a quarter point at 373 1/2. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for April ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for April were down 5 3/4, ranging from 608 3/4 to 648 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for April were down 7 3/4, ranging from 665 to 7 even. Live cattle for April were up 27.5 cents at 126.62 1/2. March feeder cattle were down 15 cents at 141.95, and March Class 3 milk was down a penny at 1507.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.